course, there are some that have already been written about some things that, you know, I guess you may have about them, but I don't get no papers. Sometimes, not too much discussion is made on that, on the article, you know.
Yeah.
Only maybe somebody that's seen it would say something about it, you know. But if it's on the good side of it, well, I don't think anybody mentions anything, see.
Yeah.
But anything against the Indians, well, naturally it comes out, you know.
Yeah.
But they never do nothing about it. They all they do is they ask, why can't we go right around and right up our own, see.
Yeah.
In contrast with the other one, see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a good idea that way, see. If we had one that would say something to indicate the treatment that the Indians get, see.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I don't think it hurts anybody.
No.
But will be more appreciated maybe by the people that read it and understand it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are only a few that understand what's is written up, you know. Yeah. Others just merely read it and then just forget, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But our boys in my program, they read newspapers. Of course, especially that work out, you know, they go by and pick a paper up and they never say nothing about it until somebody happened to mention it. Maybe just because somebody said something about something, you know, that is connected with it, and then they, well, I saw it in the paper, you know. That's about all, yeah. But most of the write-ups are a little against the Indians, see, misinformed, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't like myself. But as they say, as they always said, if you have good friends, ask them to give you all the help you want.
Well, after we get all this compiled, put together, and we write something, and I'll have you help me on it. I mean, with the final paper, I mean, of course you're helping me now, but when we're ready to publish something, which I hope will be before May, you and I'll get together and go over it thoroughly with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah.
From the particularly your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like it, as far as that goes, you can have authorship on it if you're interested in that. Mm-hmm. Or do you think that would be a bad thing? To have the authorship on it.
No, I don't think it hurts anything, even though if I get a comeback, I think I can defend myself easier on that, because
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not doing it just because I want the people outside people just to know, but I'm doing it because it's the new generation coming up want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's doing it and don't care to do it, well, where are they going to get their material, see?
Right.
So that's the way I see it. See? I know if I went to the council and if I went to the governor, maybe this governor would favor me, see, which he very seldom does. He likes my idea of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the other people that No, I don't want to do it, you know. they think that I'm giving out something that should be, should come out in the public. Yeah, on the part of that Dr. Ellis, that's the reason I don't want that in. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. So,
yeah, this is that part I don't want.
That's what?
Yeah, it's all right for the time that you were listening there, you get some benefit out of it yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
you're taking that same course, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I know Dr. Ellis, that's why she's getting smarter and smarter, because she's working with a person that's got the first-hand knowledge of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, you benefit lots out of that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But I don't mind it, because... I know her for a long time, and she doesn't talk out like others do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she does anything I said, want to make a comparison with others, all she does is to say it according to, you know, without mentioning anybody, see. Yeah, so I liked it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her already one time that not to use my name for it, you know.
Yeah, well, it's your own protection.
Yeah. Because I know people won't like it, that part of it.
Well, maybe 15, 20 years ago, but I think that more people like yourself are becoming conscious
yeah.
of the fact that if this stuff isn't written down, it's going to be lost to everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that trend of philosophy on the part of the Indians?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think more and more of these people are becoming liberal.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, I never talk about the old cacique. He's dead now. He talked to his big head men, see, and he wanted to put down in writing all what he knew, see.
Mm-hmm.
Or have phonograph, see?
Yeah.
Where he can hear it back himself, see?
Yeah.
And he says, well, someday when I'm gone and everybody's gone from my society, well, no, who's going to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that very much. It was all right with his other co-workers there, but it was the outside people that they see it differently, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I for myself, well, on the part of the maker was an honest person, well, he would just do that, you know, and not make an extra for himself, see?
Mm-hmm.
He'd be paid because he wanted to pay him, see. And he wanted to keep that one, see. And then whenever he was going to use it, and his memory was getting a little weak, you know, where all his idea was to put that record on the machine and start it up, and because he asked me if it could be done on a slow motion, I told him yeah, mm-hmm. could be, and that's what he wanted. He asked personally, he called me, see, and he asked me what I thought about it. Well, I says it's a good idea. I wish all of the other societies would do it, see, to some honest get some honest person to put it down for him,
mm-hmm.
and pay him, and then if he makes an extra because he's been paid, why, you got a right to sue that guy. And
you bet, yeah.
Every bit he's got, because that wasn't the way it was intended, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a breach of contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that the Zunis are doing just that?
No.
But they're really slick. They got some government money.
Yeah.
And they bought some tape recorders, and they got a bunch of tapes. And they're doing just what you and I are doing.
Yeah.
Except they're doing it with everybody in the Pueblo who has knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they're making tapes of everyone, all the war chiefs and fiscales and caciques and governors. But the Indians are doing it themselves. Yeah. They haven't even hired a white guy to help.
Yeah.
And they've got a school library there mm-hmm. that they're putting it all in. Mm-hmm. Because apparently, several years ago, one of the head of the society, I don't know what I'm talking about now, but apparently somebody died in a car accident while he was quite young, and before they had chosen his successor, and took most of the knowledge for this particular society to the grave with
him. Oh yeah, sure.
And I think this is the story, I could be wrong. But it got them thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, we could lose a lot if we don't get it in our own library.
Yeah.
Not for everybody to use, not for the anthropologists or the historians, but for the Zunis to use.
Yeah.
I think that's good thinking.
Now that we all in the Pueblos have people that can run these tape recorders, see.
Mm-hmm.
And. Like yesterday, I think Harry was the one that was running that tape recorder for this guy, see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it ran out, he called him in.
Yeah.
And put another one in for him, see. Well, sure, we'll have boys like that, you know.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, but it's just, they haven't come to that point yet, see. And what I learned when the first Coronado monument was open, and a lot of some of the stuff that mostly it comes from the Zuni, because Zunis and the Hopis are long time with the whites already, see, mingle with the whites in their ceremonies, see.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally they got all those things
confused,
put up, yeah.
Yeah.
And what the custodian told me was that 3 times already the Zunis have come and visited that place. And they had a boy with them that took the pictures.
Hmm.
Yeah. The setting of those things.
That's
somebody, some Zuni reset them and they were set in order. And that's what they wanted, see. How it was set, you know.
Yeah.
The altar part, you know.
Yeah.
So that was done. He took them, and I think three times they came back and took some more and more and some of the other things that they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes to show that they were really interested in still preserving and handing it down to the new generation as they come, see.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wanted to get rid of it right away, see. And then, sure, using a tape recorder is a lot easier than and then verbal to another person, see,
sure.
He can for sure forget.
Sure, and he can not understand when he hears.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, boy, it's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, my father, when he was a young boy, he did a lot of traveling to Hopi. He likes Hopi country better than the Zuni. Yeah. And he says, every time there's a Kachina dance, there'd be a lot of white people there. Yeah. And the Kachina bring presents to this white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Already a long time ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's live hand in hand.
Yeah. Well, of course, this, the old story goes way back to where the Indians and the non-Indians met for the first time. They were trying things out against one another, testing each other. Well,